You like science? Yeah. A wee bit of science for you this morning. I brought some things with me. The first thing I brought with me is a sponge. And you might wonder why I brought that. Well, it's because your parents told me that somebody didn't wash your face this morning before you come out. So who wants their face washed? Nobody? No. Okay, so I've got a sponge. I've got a jug of water. All right, so we're going to see what happens here when we pour the water into the sponge. What happens? Yeah. Well, not quite now. It's, yeah. It's damp, but where's the water? It's in the sponge. The sponge has absorbed the water. The sponge is soft and tender and open. I think the scientific word is it's porous. And so it just absorbs the water into it and it doesn't go anywhere. But I brought something else with me. Stone or a rock. And let's see what happens when we pour the water over the rock. What happens there? Any of the girls? No? Yep.
It doesn't.
Where does it go? It just runs off the rock. And the rock doesn't absorb it. It's hard and stony and it's non-porous. And so the water just runs off it. The water takes the water and it runs off. Now that reminds me of a verse in the Old Testament, boys and girls. We have it up on the screen, I think, here. And I learned this verse when I was a little boy and I hadn't a clue what it meant. I had to learn 100 verses at Sunday school when I was a little boy. Called the 100 text, and they were a great thing to learn because many of those I still remember, even though that was a long time ago. But that was one of them, and when I learned it, nobody explained it, and I didn't know what it meant. So let's see what it says. Ezekiel 11 and verse 19. And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them. And then let's see what the next bit of the verse says. And I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. What's that saying, boys and girls? Well, it's saying this, that all of us, because of sin, have a heart like stone, a heart like a rock. And we are not really listening to what God's saying. We might hear the Bible stories. We might go to Sunday school. We might go to kids' club. And we hear the stories. You might even learn the stories and know the stories. But we've not really heard them in our hearts. We've not really listened to what God said and responded, because our hearts are stony, they're rocky, they're hard, and the word of God comes and it just runs off. And we don't listen and we don't respond to what God says to us in his word. And all of us are like that. All of us are dead in sin, and all of us have this hard, stony heart that doesn't want to know what God's saying, doesn't want to really know about the Lord Jesus Christ and our need to be forgiven by him. But the wonderful thing about the Bible and God's good news to us is this, that God has promised that by his Holy Spirit, he will give us a new heart, a tender heart. That's what fleshly means, a tender, a soft heart. And when the Holy Spirit comes to us, it softens our heart. It makes our hearts new. It makes them alive. It's a big word for that. It's called regeneration. But it simply means that God makes that dead, stony heart alive. And then we begin to listen to what God is saying. And we realize God says, I'm a sinner. And we say, yes, I am a sinner. And God tells us that Jesus Christ came and died for sin. And that he's the only one who can forgive us. And he's the only way to heaven. And we need to trust him as our Savior. And we realize, yes, I need Jesus to be my Savior. And so whether we're young or older, when God comes by his Holy Spirit and gives us that soft, new, tender heart, we listen to the good news of Jesus Christ. And we confess our sins. And we turn away from our sins. And we trust Jesus Christ to be our Savior. Now I wonder, boys and girls, I don't want you to answer this out loud, but what's your heart like? Is it still like the rock and hard and stony and full of sin? Or have you a new heart that listens to what God is saying, has responded to what God has said, and has come to him with your sin and asked him to forgive your sin and to come into your life and to be your Saviour. Because it's the only way to heaven. There's no other way to heaven. One way to heaven, God has said. One way of salvation, and it's through Jesus Christ, God's Son. So I hope, boys and girls, as you think, as the next time you wash your face with a sponge, I hope you do that every day, that you think about our lesson and you think, is my heart new? Have I listened to what God has said to me? Have I confessed my sin and have I trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ? And when you see the stones lying about around the garden, you think, is that more like me? Is my heart still hard and dark and sinful? Have I never turned from my sin and trusted Jesus Christ? And may these little object lessons bring you even to think about your need of Jesus Christ and his salvation.